are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Hey, everybody, you are back in the limelight with yet another super influencer, superstar lady I have known for some time. The work she does is something that is not only as selfless as they come, but it is absolutely extremely very needed and again, super selfless. But the first thing I do want to shout out about is that she's kind of just become a new mommy. Hello, Sherry Drews.
Hello. Yes, and it has been an absolute joy to have a little baby.
I know. Well, Shelly, you know, I've been friends for a while. You do live in Phoenix where I live, and I have not yet had the chance to meet Annalise, but I have been to the baby shower, and I cannot wait to meet her. Is she 5 months now?
She just turned 6 months. Yeah, six. It's going so fast.
It
but
is
we
going
tried
so
12
fast.
Years to have her, and so I just encourage anybody to never give up because, you know, it finally happens through the help of doctors, and it has been the greatest gift of my life. She is so perfect and wonderful in every way.
I know she is. I'm following on social media, and I see how gorgeous she is and how your mom and dad and everybody's glowing, and they're so excited. So you are no stranger to healthcare, and I wanted to, you know, I really wanted to get you on the show, and I wanted to get you on before your event that's happening on March 9th, and there's another one on November 2nd, and you, again, as I said, are no stranger to healthcare. You are a healthcare professional and advocate for people with dementia. And this is a time of life that is so, you know, our golden years are critical years, and they are when our body starts to break down, but it's also when our mind, our brain starts to break down in some, not all cases. And I wanted to take a little bit of a deeper dive with you on that so that people might know more what to expect, how caregivers know how to help to cope, because dementia is something that is debilitating for one and all, and it can really break families apart. So why don't you give us an idea, first of all, as to why you chose this as to be, you know, to be your life's mission and passion.
Yeah.
Take it from there. Give us a little bit.
I have always had a passion for seniors. Before we had the diagnosis of dementia, you know, when they were called senile, I as early as I could, started volunteering in nursing homes, and those were the people I gravitated to, were the ones that, as they would title, quote-unquote, behaviors. And there's a vulnerability in that. There's a vulnerability in the disease process that I have been drawn to in understanding and being able to give them empathy. And it's a very scary thing because right now, in Arizona specifically, dementia, specifically Alzheimer's, is the fourth leading cause of death, and we're not prepared for it. It's one in three seniors that are dying of dementia. That's 65 years of age and older, and we are not even including the younger generations and people who are dealing with this. I recently was running a memory care facility, and I had one of the family came in, and it was a husband and a wife. And I thought for sure that it was actually going to be for him just by his appearances. And he was a little slow when we were having a conversation. But what I found out was that was due to his exhaustion because it was his daughter that they were having to place into our memory care facility. And it's just devastating.
You know, I know that you're not a doctor, and I don't want to, and I want to get that. Am I correct in saying that you are not a doctor? You are a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
You help take care of our aging community. And, but in the, okay, so dementia, you know, I did come to your first event a couple of years ago in Phoenix, and I was so surprised and quite really in awe of the information that I garnered while I was there. And there were different speakers that got up that came from, you know, that are professors at different universities and that were talking about what dementia is, what dementia isn't, how to find out, you know, if you have dementia, if you have a predisposition for dementia. That was so eye-opening to me. I was wondering if you might be able to, you know, if you could draw from some of the information. Do you remember some of that? If you could give us some enlightenment there.
Yes. So there's over a third of dementia. And that's where it gets a little difficult because our primary care physicians are generally the person that we'll go to when we start recognizing that we're struggling with our memory, which is one of the key factors of dementia. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, you know, they're not able to identify the specific type unless they do a series of testing, which are MRIs and PET scans, trying to see if there's shrinkage of the brain. But, you know, the biggest thing is that what we want to do, so how my senior dementia series is all based around empowering and educating people so that they are prepared for this. Because of it being such an epidemic, we need to be prepared for ourselves as well as our families, as well as our neighbors. I mean, it's something that every single one of us are going to be dealing with. And
right.
So our desire is to be able to say, you know, these are the symptoms that we're looking for. Now, everybody deals with some memory loss. I teach a lot of people about dementia, and a lot of people will come up to me afterward and say, oh my gosh, I'm learning this because I'm taking care of other people, but I'm really concerned for myself. And there are so many different factors that it could be. You know, we're stressed out. We all are multitasking in our lives. We're doing a lot of different things that affect us in our concentration and in our health. B12 deficiencies, hormone deficiencies. There are so many different things.
I'm going to interrupt you just a second. Can we also add sugar and alcohol to that equation?
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a specific dementia based on having too much alcohol and killing the brain disease. The brain is actually dying. The
right.
synapses are not communicating anymore. And so based on the type of dementia, each progression of death within the brain is different. But, you know, we can talk about Alzheimer's. That's the number one type of dementia. And, you know, we have the Banner Alzheimer's Institute, the Alzheimer's Association. We have a lot of knowledge and literature out there. One of the things that we don't have, though, is the practical training for those of us who are dealing with dementia with a loved one. How do we take care of them every day?
Right.
And
without
so
a doubt.
That's what, you know, this particular series is really focused on the practical how-to. How
right.
do I redirect my loved one who is wanting to exit the house in the middle of the night? Or how do I, you know, redirect them to stop cussing and telling women inappropriate things if they've got dementia that's in the frontal lobe of the brain? We're dealing with behaviors that are very difficult for the wives to address, or vice versa.
Right.
Women are two-thirds of the people that are diagnosed with dementia.
Yeah.
So this
wow.
is an epidemic, but it particularly is something for us as women that we need to be looking at and addressing.
I'm asking you medical questions. Go ahead.
They don't know the reason for that, why women are more affected, but we do have some research, a lot of research that's going on for the estrogen to figure out how that, you know, takes a play in it. But it's a very, very scary time. And because I'm a dementia specialist, that's what I do and focus on. I have run multitude of different facilities. I've owned care homes. My master's is in healthcare management. But I have always focused it towards seniors and dementia. And we've never seen it like it is today. And so, you know, I'll go to different social events and with women that are just in the community and not in my profession, and they'll say, oh my gosh, I'm devastated. I just found out, you know, my friend who's 64 years old has been diagnosed with this. But what I do want to say is that even though we're seeing this more and more, the research is showing there are a lot of preventative things that we can do. And that's really where
right.
I like to
next
focus.
Next question.
Because
good. That was my next question.
Hope.
Yeah, please.
So 2019, I helped my seniors, a partnership with the Shriver's organization. It's called the Women's Alzheimer's Movement, and it's all based on that preventative piece. Now, and yes, absolutely, Aricept and all the different other types of things, they do help. I get asked that question. It doing that. And what I've seen is that it will help stabilize people often where they're at, so it slows the progression of the disease process. Exercise. More than anything else in the world that we can do is exercise, because it's a disease of the brain.
Shelly, I'm going to stop you right there. So hold that thought. Hold that thought one second, because we do have to go to break. But this is getting really, really interesting. And I know everybody wants to get all the information that they possibly can. You are in the limelight with Shelly Drews. Everybody, please stay right where you are and don't go away.
Stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with Shelly Drews. She's a senior healthcare professional and advocate for our elderly and aging population, working a lot to help people understand more about what to expect from dementia, whether it be you or someone that you know and love. Let's get back to telling everybody about what they can expect, the preventative measures that might be able to be taken now before we age into the golden years.
Yes. So really, one of the biggest things is exercise. I know we hear it again and again and again. We had a doctor from Harvard that was speaking to us about those who have mild cognitive impairment and then being able to take medication to help slower the progression of the disease. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that that might work by about 10%. But when we go every day and walk, not running or skipping, but just walking, 30 to 40 minutes a day, that it decreased our risk by 35%. That's huge.
Yeah.
So exercise is one of the biggest things we can do. And the reason is because the brain needs the oxygen and the blood flow to be able to function. And mm-hmm. so when we exercise, we're getting more increased blood flow to the brain, which is bringing the nutrients that we need to heal it and to allow it to function.
Obviously, as you said, the oxygen is very important. But before we went to break and the connection wasn't so great, you were also talking about diet and nutrition and how alcohol can affect and sugar can affect. And there are certain medications, as I understand it, that also are detrimental. You want to sort of repeat, if you don't mind, what you were saying there?
Yeah, so diet is really big. Really it's all about giving the body everything that it needs in order for the optimal function within the brain. And mm-hmm. so recently they've been doing a lot of studies with the Mediterranean diet and really making sure that we're getting the correct nutrients to just allow our bodies to flourish. And so mm-hmm.
you know, B12 is a very, very important vitamin that we need to make sure that we have vitamin D as well. And also making sure that we're taking care of our bodies. You know, diabetes is having a big effect on us in our you know, community these days. And it does affect the functioning of the brain, our cognitive abilities, making sure that we are using our brain at the utmost. You know, they talk about the cognitive therapy, which is so huge. And what that looks like is that we're actually using our brains and we're pushing them further than maybe we've done before. So we get into habits where, you know, we drive home the same way every day, but that's not a challenge. So they say it has to be something new. You can't play Sudoku every day and expect that that's, you know, creating new synapses in the brain. So it's got to be new stimulation.
Right. I want to get into your events because you've been doing events. Yeah, you've been doing events for the last couple of years, and they've grown exponentially because obviously there was a niche market, and you found it, and you're giving everybody the information that they need. Because again, this is a very scary subject. Again, for those who are the patients and those who are the caregivers, this is something that we need to be educating ourselves about. So you're having another event coming up here in Phoenix on March 9th, 2018, obviously, and I think you get more information at helpmyseenior.com. You can get your tickets there. Yes,
that's correct. And we actually have sold out because the need is so great for March 9th, which is phenomenal. And so it is a 5-part series, and April 13th is the next topic, which is on dementia 101 is what we're calling it, and just understanding the brain changes. So we have 5 series that people can look at to learn what is available and what we're going to be discussing. And it's with Tipa Snow, who is by far the most incredible international dementia specialist that there is.
Yeah.
So
she's got 33 years of clinical experience in the field. Yeah. As I was saying, 33 years of clinical experience in the field of geriatrics and dementia care, and it goes on and on and on. But yeah, I can see where I haven't met Tipa, but I see that she definitely is an expert in the field. So all of these events are taking place in Phoenix, yes?
There it's Glencroft Senior Living, and it's in Glendale, and it's on 67th Avenue between Dunlap and Northern.
Right. And you can get your tickets at helpmyseenior.com. If you're not in town, you need to get in town. Are you videotaping your events at all so that it can be open to a wider range of people? In other words, that you might be able to share that information at some point?
We are, but we're due to restrictions of for TIPO, we're not able to share that like we would like.
Right.
So so having the 5 different series is something that we were hoping to help overcome that with a little bit. And the question comes out a lot, you know, who is it really for? It's for families, and it's also for senior professionals. It's anybody that has an aging loved one. That's every one of us, because
everybody.
We're all going to be affected by this.
Yeah, absolutely. You on the website, I noticed that there's information and resources on the website that people can go to, helpmyseenior.com. And it kind of gives you some guidelines, if you will, for example, home safety. You're going to want to have smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in or near the kitchen and all bedrooms. You're going to want to have your emergency phone numbers readily available, right? Because you just never know when you may need to be making that phone call. Safety knobs, help me understand, and an automatic shutoff switch on the stove. What is a safety knob all about?
So I was having a hard time hearing you with that.
Of course.
So your question is with regards to safety in the home?
Yeah, safety in the home. So in other words, how to protect, to safeguard, if you will, the dementia patient, the Alzheimer patient, from potentially hurting themselves or, you know, setting up a disastrous type of situation.
Oh, yes. And unfortunately, it's something I see quite often. So starting with in the very beginning, when people start to have the mild cognitive impairment, being able to set it up so that there's calendars that can, you know, redirect people to what they need to do. And as an example for a big safety concern is medication. You know, when we have a memory loss, we go to take our medication and we don't remember we've taken it. Oftentimes that's been causing a lot of deaths, if not critical illness, right? So we have to be very, very careful in making sure that we are monitoring our loved one and how they're taking it. I had a lady that told me, oh, my mom, you know, does fine taking her meds. She does it every day. And I said, you know, have you watched her? And she looked at me and said, well, you know, they're not in her pill box. I said, okay, well, if you don't mind, I'm going to sit and watch. And one of the things that people often miss is how are they taking it? Well, she had an eye drop that had a steroid in it that she went to go put into her eye that went directly into her mouth and shouldn't have been, caused some issues that we were having to deal with. And she was taking the pills and flushing them or doing things that it wasn't a healthy situation. And, you know, we don't know when that first time starts. We've had family members that have called and their loved one drank the soap. There's a damage in the brain where they're not able to recognize what to do with the items that are in front of them. And so being able to get organic-based items and knowing that there's a possibility that they may drink these items, making sure that all of the cleaning supplies are locked away or, again, they're natural so that it's not going to harm them.
Alcohol, the same thing,
Batteries is a big one, too.
Batteries, alcohol. Certainly guns and weapons, scissors, knives, you know, all of the power tools, machinery, these kinds of things. You know, basically, it's like setting up a home for a baby. I'm sure you've done the same with Annalise, right? You've done a lot of clearing the clutter and getting things out of her reach. Yeah. And so, I sort of follow the same guidelines when you have an elderly dementia and Alzheimer patient in the home. I've heard of it over and over again. You certainly have seen it over and over again. So, you know, you talk about simplifying the home. Too much furniture can make it difficult to move around freely. So that's something, because maybe we've got a wheelchair that we're dealing with or a walker that we're dealing with in the home. So that makes things certainly different, you know, a different case scenario. All the, you know, the extra newspapers, magazines, get rid of them. And why do you think that is? Just in case there should be a fire that starts?
Absolutely. And it's all tripping hazards as well, you know, based on where they're storing these things. Simplicity is key.
Right.
So when I go into the homes, I'm looking to try to make it as simple as I can. Clear walkways. Right. You know, a lot of people like to have, you know, the rugs that they place on top of things, but it's a tripping hazard. We want to remove those.
Yeah. Here's so another one, Shelley, and I know this
a lot of different pieces, making sure one of the biggest things where most of the falls happen is in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure that is safe where they step out of the shower. Yeah. What are they stepping on, and is that slippery? In addition to if they're using a walker in a wheelchair, like you said, you know, how is that all positioned there? Where do they have handrails to be able to hold on to make sure that they don't fall?
Yeah,
there's
and
a non-slip spray that companies can offer to put into the showers that as soon as it gets wet, it actually creates it to where the material, it's you stick to it basically. So you can move on it, but you're definitely not going to fall with that.
Right.
So those pieces are worth every bit of money to make sure that those are in place, because when the falls happen and the hip fractures take place, there's often a very, very sudden decline with that.
For sure. And it's so true what you've said. I had an elderly aunt stay with me, and I'll be darned if she didn't fall in the bathroom, and I live alone. Oh. So it was dead weight for me to pick up that I couldn't do. So I did have to call my uncle who came along and helped me with that, but it was a scary moment for her and for me. So I just sat on the floor with her and calmed her a little bit until my uncle got here and all was well after that. The other thing, Shelley, and I know I'm probably not going to be real popular when I say this because it happened to my grandmother, it's falling over the animals. The cats and the dogs in the house didn't see it. She fell backward over a dog, and it was a rather, you know, tall dog. And that's where, you know, she had the hip issue, and So, you know, some, I don't know if that's even going down that path is the right thing to do. But, you know, if you have to part with a loved animal, beloved animal, you might have to give it to someone else for a while, or I don't know what, but, you know, just want to get rid of all the clutter in that house. We have about another minute and a half to go, Shelley, and I want to make sure that we got everything in that you wanted to say. So remember, everybody, helpmysenior.com. She's already sold out for March, and that's a great thing. It's a good sign because obviously this information is so needed. Mm-hmm. But you can pick right back up on April 13th. There's one on September 14th, October 12th, and November 2nd. Is there somewhere that people can go, as I hopefully on the website, that they can get more information, a newsletter or something of the like, social media?
Yes. Well, most of the information, the best place is helpmysenior.com. They can also call me directly. My number is 602-327-3096. You know, I'm here as a resource to help people. And, you know, and the question comes into what is it that I can expect out of this? It's to have fellowship and support and an understanding of what the disease process is, whether you're dealing with it now or it's something you'll be dealing with in the future. Our goal is to empower you and to make sure that our loved ones that are dealing with this disease are going to have quality care and a quality life, because just having a diagnosis of dementia does not mean that there can't still be years and years and years of a happy quality life. We just need to know how to give it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for the work that you do. I watch you from afar. I follow you on social. I'm always so amazed and in awe of just how big your heart is. And I am honored to call you a friend of mine.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Really
with that, everybody.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, you're so welcome. We've come to the end of the show, everybody. It is the Influencers Channel. I give a shout out to my A-Rod every week. He makes me sound a heck of a lot better than I probably am. And everybody, thanks again. We're going to be back next week with some more super influencers. You know that if you come to this show, you're going to get the best of the best. Everybody, thanks again for being with us. We'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.